Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online from KC.
Okay, so as I get ready to go get my cheering or whatever from their dad, because he is an active parent. So I was just sitting here thinking after I listened to the things that I posted yesterday and thought about some stuff and considered some other things and kind of gearing my mind towards having peace within, and the thing that crossed my mind was that anything that is not of God will come to nothing. Anything that God did not put in place will end. It will stop. It will not work. And that means that whatever is from God, whatever God ordained, whatever God set in place will work no matter who, what, or you know what I'm saying, what try to come against it, or what, you know what I'm saying, no matter who or what comes against it, no matter the circumstance, no matter the you know, instance that something tries to come against whatever it is, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a family connection, whether it is a home, whether it is a place, a vacation, a look, a opportunity, whether it is an ideal, whether it is a vision or goal, no matter what it is, if it's not of God, it will not work no matter what you do to make it work. And if it's of God, it will work no matter what tries to come against it. So when I thought that, it was like, man, so that means that I should be able to have peace knowing that what is of God, one, in order for it to work, it has to eventually come into my life. In order for it to be of God, God has to place it in alignment with my life based on where God is leading me to go. Now, this is where it gets tricky, because if you do your own thing, if you don't be listening to God, if you don't pray, if you don't, you know what I'm saying, put in the time and effort to establish a real relationship with God, to understand your purpose, to understand yourself and why you were created the way that you are, then you will miss it regardless. This shit that I'm talking about ain't even gonna make no damn difference, because you already ain't doing the things that you're supposed to do to align with what's meant for you. But the more you commune with God, the more you tap into your intuition, the more you, and I'm not talking about religion or going to church or nothing, no bullshit like that. I am really honestly talking about you establishing and building a relationship with God personally, to where no matter what it is that you do, you're doing it knowing that God is leading your every step. And whatever next step you take, then God will tell you what to do next. You know what I'm saying? And when you begin to live like that, then what I'm saying when I say anything that's not of God will come to nothing, it'll give you peace, because no matter, even if you try, even if you talk to somebody, even if you try to make a relationship work, if it's not meant to work, it's not gonna work. It's just gonna stress you the fuck out. It's just gonna have you sick, broken, and motherfucking confused. But if it's meant to work, and if it's of God, then one, I don't think that the attacks will penetrate as deeply or cause as much of a rift if it's really of God, because if it's of God, you will already have a connection and understanding. You will already have a communication habit that's healthy. You will already be working towards overcoming anything that could have destroyed you, so that when something does come, it's like, nigga, this is nothing. We've already known that this could be an issue. We've already known that this could come up. We've already, you know what I'm saying, assessed that, you know, we've had this conversation before. So, you know, like, when you just consider that, I was just like, man, if anything that God has put in place is going to work and it's going to have grace and mercy within it, no matter what happens, then I don't have to, you know, try so hard. I don't have to put pressure on nothing or nobody. It's just me being in alignment with God's timing, where I'm supposed to be, who I'm supposed to be around, who I'm not supposed to be around. Like, I think that God is able to do a lot when you're where you're supposed to be. So that means being around who you're supposed to be around. But sometimes that means not being around nobody at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes God needs you by yourself, so that he could speak to you specifically about your truth, about your life, about what you need to do. Because if everybody is always around, then when is God able to have a private conversation with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, anyways, so when I started thinking like that, it just made me, it kind of calmed my nerves when I think about anything, even when I think about how purposeful I prioritize my life and how I try to align even that with God's best plan in mind. Like, you know, like, I think that being a parent is my first priority. I've always said that. Like, this is not something that I have never said before. And making sure that I take that as a priority while I'm building myself, while I am reconstructing everything that I've ever did and really putting everything in the right perspective, in the place that it's supposed to be. Like that, this time as focusing on myself and as a mom and my health and all of those things, it has given me the opportunity to, you know, like, make the best choices for my children's sake as well as mine, knowing that when it's time for me to introduce people into my life, or time for me to get a, you know what I'm saying, into a position or go to a place, and, you know, it's not about, I won't feel any guilt, basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes time for me to, you know, allow them to be grown, I could do it confidently, knowing that I have done everything in my power to allow them to stand on their own and be good people. And then the choices that they make is up to them, you know, that, like, so how does that play into everything else? Because if I prioritize my life early on, then as I am maturing and as I am growing and as I am getting older, then I can live the life that I want later on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like a person that tell you to work 20 years so then you could, you know what I'm saying, live how you want to when you retire. But that's the same way it is with raising children. If you put the work in, if you be present, if you build that trust and confidence and communication, even in relationships, then later on down the line, you ain't got to worry about a whole lot of stuff that other people may have to worry about, because you've already built that connection. So then when I get there ready to travel, when I get a boo, when, you know what I'm saying, me and my boo trying to do what we do, you know what I'm saying, I can be confident that my children know that I love them. They know that I'm not placing nobody above them, even if I go off and have fun without them. You know what I'm saying? Because we've established that they are my number one priority. So I don't know. That plays into my dating mindset. You know what I'm saying? That plays into how I move now. So I don't feel pressured to try to hurry up and date somebody, because I know that, you know, as a mom of smaller children, especially, I have to put my priority on making sure that they are taken care of. And that means that I don't always have time, especially if you get a ex or a baby father that, you know, flaky, you know what I'm saying, or be hating. Because I think if a nigga don't get their kids after y'all break up, I think that they hate him. I don't give a fuck if that nigga move on or what the fuck ever he do. If he act like he, you know what I'm saying, it's times where he can't get his kids, he just hating on you, you know what I'm saying? He don't want you to be with nobody else, even if he moves the fuck on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be cock blocking like that. So, you know, like, I've allowed, when you've been a parent like that, and you know those type of things happen, you kind of just have to make peace with what your situation is. So I made peace with knowing that I might have to wait to have time to date until my children get older. But I already know that whatever is for me is gonna work, and whatever is not for me is not gonna work. So if I get turned off, it's just not, maybe it's just not for me, you know what I'm saying? But if everything comes against us and we weather the storm, then that tells me that God is for us, and not because of manipulation, not because of, you know, anything extra, but just, you know, endurance, grace, the ability to stand together. Everybody, you don't get that with everybody. Everybody don't get it. Everybody don't, you know what I'm saying, come with it. Everybody can't, ain't capable of, you know, what you need. And people try to force it.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.